Now we talk of the process of communication. I discussed in brief at the start when we started this topic, but we take each one in detail. So first we talk of sender. I am the sender right now. So what is important? The sender must establish the goal and purpose of communication. When I talk of the sender establishing the goal and purpose of communication, what is the specific reason that the person is communicating with you? There has to be something specific or some specific reasons. So what does this mean? The sender needs to be updated with facts, data, details. The sender should know or have the ability and skill to put forward information in an easy to understand manner and express his or her ideas or views in a way where all are receptive to it. Again, when we talk of sender, determine the understanding and needs of the receiver of the communication, the target audience. When I say determine and understanding the needs, my mistake, sorry, determine the understanding and needs of the receiver. I need to communicate in a manner whereby the receiver has to understand. If the receiver is not able to evaluate, analyze. So before evaluating and analyzing communication, you first need to process it. Then you will evaluate and understand. You first need to interpret the information. Then only you can evaluate and understand. And select the appropriate medium to transmit the message to the receiver. So that is also something which if in your control. So right now, this is an online class, right? So when we talk of select an appropriate medium or select the appropriate medium, if you're given a choice, what is the most appropriate medium you can use to communicate? So make the necessary arrangements to obtain the feedback to the message sent. Now, feedback is something which is very necessary and required. What is feedback? As we said, it is a response or reaction to a situation or a person. What is necessary when we give feedback? So, for example, if I ask you, did Mr. Jacob cooperate with you while you were working together on the project? Did Mr. Jacob cooperate with you while you all were working together on the project? So if you say Mr. Jacob is a very difficult person, Mr. Jacob does not really cooperate, then you're giving feedback, which is the response or reaction to my question asked. But then you're giving the feedback which is person-centric. Give feedback which is situation-centric. When I say situation-centric, how do I say or give the feedback? Well, cooperation is most important while working together on any project. Somewhere, Mr. Jacob needs to work towards this. So what am I doing? I'm giving you feedback about Mr. Jacob, but I'm shifting the feedback from making it person-centric to being situation-centric. My feedback is focused on the situation. The moment I put forward feedback related to the person, then it means I'm criticizing the person. And it really does not feel good to criticize anyone. So why don't I change it and give feedback related to a situation, which will make the feedback sound more acceptable? See, the moment you criticize somebody while you're communicating, it reflects on you. So the best is to express or communicate related to the situation when we talk of feedback, right? Next is the message. Any message is sent to inform or to persuade. Persuade to influence the mindset or attitude. So any feedback is sent to inform or to persuade. So it is very important when I'm informing you something, I need to be updated. And when I want to convince you, I should have the convincing skills in me. I should also be convinced enough myself to convince you. Only then will my communication sound effective. Right? And this, of course, as we said, you know, when I want to inform you of something, then verbal communication is always accompanied with non-verbal communication. Right now, I'm talking to you. Verbal communication. What is a non-verbal communication? Eye contact. I have to look into the camera. If while talking to you, I suddenly look there, that moment, your mind will get distracted. You'll say, what is she looking there for? Right? So it's very important that verbal communication is always accompanied by non-verbal communication, which ideally speaks a lot. So when I talk of any message, what is the purpose of a message? Is the message conveyed at the right time? So we talk of giving the correct message to the correct person, right? So context refers to the factors that work together to interpret the meaning of the message. When I say context refers to the factors that work together to interpret the meaning of the message, in what context have I told you? So for example, I just discussed Mr. Jacob in the previous example, right? So in what context am I talking to you about Mr. Jacobs? Because you asked me that, is he cooperating with you for the project? So in relation to what? To the project which we are working together on. So you will interpret the meaning of a particular message only when you understand in what context has it been mentioned to you. Then we take the next one. What are we discussing? Process of communication, right? We are talking now of medium. When I talk medium, medium is a means used to exchange and transmit messages. The sender must choose an appropriate medium for transmitting the message, else the message might not be conveyed to the desired recipient. The choice of appropriate medium is essential for making the message effective and correctly interpreted by the recipient. So what is important? What is the medium of communication? If I send you an email, the medium of communication is written communication. And when it's sent to you via email, it serves as a permanent record. Written communication is always direct and to the point. So there's a specific reason for using the specific medium. But the medium used should be very effective. That means, what is the medium you use? Why is it that you use that medium? So nowadays, a lot of meetings are conducted via Zoom and other platforms. Yes, it is always better to talk face to face, especially when it's something confidential. But if you feel that that is not possible, then we make use of these platforms. So what is important? What is necessary? That the medium, the choice which is made for that medium has to serve the purpose. That medium ideally is considered most effective at that juncture, and that is the correct medium. That's what we assume. So the work of the medium is such that it conveys what it's supposed to through that medium. Then I talk of recipient, the receiver. The receiver becomes aware that the message has arrived, right? When will you become aware that a message has arrived? The moment you are able to grasp something that has been told to you, the moment you understand it as per your perceptions and views. Only when you receive the message can you interpret it. And this is called decoding. Because I've received the message, I'm interpreting it. Now, two important points. When you interpret a message, how do you interpret it? How do I understand something that is told to me? Based on what? How do I interpret a message based on my thought processes, based on my knowledge, based on my experience, based on my immediate surroundings. What is my life? My thoughts, right? What are you as a person today? Your thoughts. What are your thoughts based on? What you've seen, that means your experience. What else are your thoughts based on? Your immediate surrounding, the people, the knowledge that you have, right? So your thoughts will go in the manner of what you already have here in terms of information. So it is very necessary to be able to understand as per what is communicated. So sometimes you may have your preconceived notions or your biases. Then that will not let you understand things in a manner it should be understood. So you have to be receptive to what is said. You can't be extremely judgmental to what is said. You have to have an open mind when people communicate with you. You have to have that free flow of communication when people discuss, communicate, and relate to one another. Only then will your communication be successful from the receiver's point of view. The receiver then translates the symbols into ideas and interprets the message. The degree to which the decoder understands the message is dependent upon various factors. I just told you this: knowledge of the recipient, what knowledge and information do I have, how responsive am I to what you've told me, how am I interpreting it, am I judging your information or misjudging your information, am I able to relate to what is said. All these aspects are important. Feedback. When I talk of feedback, so what are we talking of? Process of communication: sender, receiver, message, channel, feedback, right? So when I talk of feedback, feedback should focus on a particular behavior, okay? Feedback should be specific. When I say feedback should be specific, it means that it has to be to the point. Not something that is general. Feedback, we're talking of feedback, and we've written be impersonal. Feedback should be job related. The manager should not criticize anyone personally. So when I say feedback should be job related and the manager should not criticize anyone personally, I just told you a few minutes back that don't let feedback be person-centric. Let it be situation-centric. That is something that needs to be looked into. See, it reflects on you when you criticize someone, right? So keep feedback related to situation, especially when it's negative feedback. If you're complimenting someone, if you're praising someone and communicating in that manner, then it's okay. Then you can praise the person. You can praise the characteristics or traits of that person. But otherwise, you should always see to it that feedback is situation-centric. Be goal-oriented. If we have something negative to say about the person, we should always direct it to the recipient's goal. See, again, we are saying out here that anything negative I want to say, I don't direct it towards the person, the recipient. I direct it towards the goal. So I am making feedback situation-centric. And feedback should be timely. So it is most effective when there's a short gap between the recipient's behavior and that of the feedback. When I say it should be timely, it should be immediate. You cannot give feedback after 6 months and say, this is what I experienced while working with them on a project and this is not appreciated, because you're saying it after 6 months. It holds no value. Your feedback has to be immediate, okay? Now we talk of principles of communication. The principle of interpretation, which focuses on the concept that learning with understanding can occur by comprehending the situation. Very important that do I interpret information in a neutral manner or do I interpret information based on my biases? It is very important that I interpret information with an open mind. That means I am somewhere not being very, you know, partial towards what is said, because probably I do not get along with a particular person. Then I am partial to what is said. I kind of have that biasness. I don't get along with him or her. So I interpret all what is told to me in a negative way. So this is something that you need to look into. While communicating with a person whom you do not get along with, it is best to have a neutral mindset and interpret information in a manner which is the way it's meant to be. That means I'm neither being negative nor am I having the ability to be overtly positive. I'm just trying to be neutral. Then, principle of attention, which states that why the attention of the receiver is important. The attention of the receiver is very crucial because the receiver may miss out on important information that is communicated if he or she is not in the present moment. The receiver needs to be alert, aware, and has to be ready to give feedback. That can only happen if the receiver has understood the situation and given complete attention to it. Principle of timeliness is about saying the right thing at the right time to the right person. Very important to communicate as per the situation and to the correct person. Whatever you communicate, if it's out of context, if there's no link to what is being said, if what you have said, it does not serve the purpose because you should have said or mentioned that few weeks ago, then ideally that communication will be as good as being ineffective. So your communication will be effective if you're going to say what is meant to be said and seeing the correct time. That is something which is within your control. See, all these principles, when we talk of principles of communication, they're partially or to a great extent within your control. When I talk of principle of interpretation, it's within my control that I interpret the same as you. Why? Because if I'm alert, aware, and I understand what you're saying, then I'm going to be interpreting what you're saying, which is the same for us. None of us are digressing. None of us are lost with information. We are with what is being communicated to one another. The same goes for principle of attention and principle of timeliness. Principle of appropriateness. When I say being appropriate with information, here they're saying it states that choosing the right kind of words and tone while communicating the message. So, is the information apt? APT, apt. When I say the information is apt, that means this is the information that you need to have. Of course, if it's whether it's verbal or it's written, but is it communicated in a manner which you should ideally be aware and understand that this is the information I've wanted? Just for example, if you go for an interview, are you communicating with them in a manner whereby they will say that this is the candidate we are looking for? So when it comes to job description, when it comes to discussing your achievements, your abilities, your skills, you put it forward so appropriately that they feel highly convinced to hire you. So that is what we mean when we say appropriate. And when I talk of principle of brevity, it means somewhere I am putting forward information in a concise manner. So if I say in the near future, four words, if I say give one word for it, soon, in the near future, right? So what have we done? We've reduced four words to one word. So it is very important that as and when we communicate, whether it's verbal or written, especially when it's verbal, we don't need to get to lengthy and complicated sentences. We need to have enough and sufficient information. But when I say enough and sufficient information, it should also be relevant information that needs to be put forward. So, guidelines for effective communication. Clarity. From the sender's point of view, the sender knows what exactly should be put forward, what needs to be communicated, what does not need to be communicated. What needs to be communicated is that information in a structured and ordered, what needs to be communicated is that information that is structured and in an orderly manner. Is it information that is appropriate and required? Focus on the receiver, since the receiver needs to understand the message. How will I figure out if the receiver has understood or not? Facial expressions very often give immediate feedback. So while I'm communicating with you and you suddenly frown, so I as a sender may realize. So imagine if we are having a meeting and you suddenly frown, or if someone suddenly makes big eyes, I definitely can say, yes, Mr. Jacob, what is the problem? So I'm immediately asking for feedback. First, I got the feedback through facial expressions. And then I can communicate and ask. Selecting an appropriate medium to convey your message that will lead to accomplishment of goals. Definitely medium is very important. It is the medium that conveys the message. So for example, something that needs to be conveyed in an organization, you would have something as simple as a bulletin board, right? So it is placed at a specific location. What is put forward on that bulletin board will have information that is specific and can be read by one and all, right? And thus feedback is necessary for communication to be effective and helps to build better relations. And constructive feedback motivates people. When I talk of constructive feedback, for example, if I say, Mr. Jacob, you're constantly late for meetings. That is negative feedback. What is constructive feedback? Mr. Jacob, timings have to be lived up to. Time is of great essence. Time once gone will not come back. So what am I doing? I'm letting Mr. Jacob know the importance of being punctual. So it's ultimately not only what you say, it's how you say that will make your communication effective. A lot of focus and attention needs to be given with how you're expressing yourself. Thus, effective communication is not only about maintaining a rapport, but it is also to help us increase our efficiency and productivity. So when we conclude, see, no matter what, you will be judged by what you speak, how you speak. So it is very important that if you speak with that awareness and enthusiasm, then definitely people will feel more motivated to really, you know, hear you out. They will feel more motivated to develop that rapport with you because you have that skill to get everyone together. See, what does communication do, especially when it's effective communication? It gets one and all together. That's what communication does. And that's why it's considered to be a skill to communicate in a manner which can lead to success. And what is the biggest skill out here? That I'm developing or putting that communication in a manner, and we term it as you attitude, Y-O-U. What is you attitude when I communicate? I'm putting forward information in a manner which is easy for you to understand. So you attitude is of prime concern. For example, I write an email, but am I writing it in a manner which I feel is fine for me, or am I writing it in a manner which I feel is easy for you to understand? It should be for you, right? And by prioritizing communication and having open and honest communication, conflicts can be resolved faster. It is very necessary that we are able to not really, you know, take people by what they say. In the sense, if I'm going to be judgmental every time towards what someone is saying, then that integrity and honesty will not be there from the opposite person, right? So it is very crucial that somewhere we let people communicate their thoughts, and then we work together to really have a common goal. That's what effective and successful communication does. At workplace, if people openly communicate, then instead of bottling up negative thoughts, one and all will benefit. It is very important to see to it that you express all what is there on your mind, whether positive or negative thoughts. It is necessary to maintain eye contact while communicating. And if the communicator is enthusiastic and can keep the audience engaged, then the purpose is served. See, especially when it comes to negative communication, there is always a way to really express that negative communication in a positive way. As discussed, if I feel that my co-worker is not living up to deadlines, then I communicate in a manner whereby I let him realize that time is of great importance. And if we value time, time will value us. So effective communication is the need of the hour. We have to learn to keep our differences aside, and we need to understand that if we want to progress, then it is important to understand one and all and their views and perceptions. Only then can we move forward and succeed. Right? Thank you.